Delaine Braves reporting for duty. Fasten your seatbelts and hold on your carrots. We're going to burn some high-performance health rubber. You're about to enter Delaine Braves' throwdown zone, accelerating for the simple solutions. We are Avengers of Health. Hide the donuts. You're listening to Delaine Braves' radio show at DelaneBraves.com.
I'm Kay Rail with Ron Jones for the Lean Berets. We are here today to talk about 365 for 5, and that's a very interesting show title for us. Basically, 30 minutes a day, no excuses. Point blank, what do you think about that, RJ?
Well, it's been an interesting journey, and I'm looking forward to the show today. And, you know, we're just kind of talking about the backstory of the Lean Berets 3030. And New Year's Day 2012 will mark my fifth year in a row, Kevin, as you know, of exercising 30 minutes a day, at least, no excuses.
That's fantastic, RJ. A monumental event, for sure. And I myself have been going 4.5 years strong. And RJ, 2007 was the day it started. And I remember talking to you right around that time. And it was all due to a little bit of a little mental situation you were going through, correct? Or am I wrong?
No, actually, you know, it's kind of interesting. I started doing full-time corporate wellness in 2005, and after running wide open about 2 years and nearly putting myself in the hospital a couple times, I had kind of succumbed to, you know, doing the whole, like, three-day-a-week of exercise thing, 3 to 4 days a week, which is the absolute minimum, right, that people should be doing. And, you know, technically I was... I guess you could say I was an exercise person, but let's get to the Lean Braves' viewpoint on this and strip out all the BS. I mean, it just wasn't enough, right? It isn't good enough. And at the end of the week, I was losing ground fast.
Wow.
And I had a kind of a crossroads, Kevin. You know, I just thought, you know, what helped me obtain the biggest goals of my life, and what was that all built around? And it was built around some pretty robust fitness. You know, and I thought, I got to get back to basics, man. I got to strip away my own excuses, and I got to get back to daily exercise somehow. And that's kind of where the whole thing was born.
So would you say that you are kind of, basically, you're a corporate wellness coach, as we all know, and a fitness, I mean, let's call you a fitness trainer. I guess that's appropriate to call you that. Am I wrong?
No, I'm a certified trainer as well. You know, I'm a corporate well coach is the main gig that I do. But underneath that umbrella, you know, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, training is part of that.
So would you say that maybe the fact that you are training people, you're going through well coaching, you're doing all these things that are in the ballpark of getting better shape, eat better, all these other things, but yet you basically were neglecting yourself. So did that have a little bit of a motivation for you to kick into the 30 minutes of exercise daily routine?
Well, it did, and you know, and we've talked about this before, Kevin. One of the criticisms I have of people in the business is that they don't practice what they preach. You know, we've both seen trainers that don't exercise, and nutritionists that don't eat well, and then, you know, the list goes on and on and on. And I always vowed never to do that. So I was right at the threshold for becoming the problem instead of the solution. You know, and I just didn't want to slip anymore into, well, I didn't have time to exercise at all this week, because there were some weeks when I was down to 3 days, and that, you know, that's just not enough. And, you know, especially for a person like me that's been a competitive athlete, you know, internationally. I just knew it was a bunch of crap. I mean, I don't know how else to put it, man. And I was messing myself up, you know.
You're ready to send yourself to our very own firing squad, and I'm always ready with the kettlebell or golf club, ready to get the next product out there.
Oh, and yeah. Well, one of the
I remember.
Yeah, no, you do. I mean, one of the benefits of exercising, if not one of the biggest benefits, is a mood enhancement. So part of the reason I like to do something every day is because it improves my mood and helps me manage my stress. Now, there are stress management experts that will say, well, you know, that's not the best way to manage stress, because the best way to manage stress is not to have the stress at all. Well, I'll agree with that, but you know what? I'm not there yet. So what I do is I go sweat a little bit and I feel better about it. And so I wasn't, you know, I wasn't getting the... the stress relief on 3 days. It was just, you know, like I said, I was fading fast.
Yeah. Would you say that you were going through those 3 days where you're exercising? I assume that means you were fried back then. I remember talking to you, and you were working long hours. And
oh yeah, yeah.
And
no, it was
you were spaced out.
Yeah, it was.
And I remember writing emails.
7 days a week, and you know, 12-15 hours a day. I mean, it'll wear you down. I don't care what kind of fitness level you bring into that.
Yeah.
It's just not healthy, right? So here's the trick, though, man. I want to make this point, Kevin, because you know, when you're running that hardcore, and then, you know, I just had a certain amount of things that I had to get done, and there wasn't really any way around that. I had a process I had to prove, and I knew I was going to push all the edges when I started that, and that there was going to be a price to pay for that. So coming into the daily exercise thing again, I knew that I had to keep it pretty simple, and it couldn't be exhausting to me. It had to be rejuvenating. And I started thinking about, you know, I don't really know if the intensity or what type of exercise I'm going to do is really that important. You know, maybe I just need to do something and forget about what it is, you know. And then I started talking to you a little bit about it, and that's kind of where it came out of.
The whole evolution, and then you just come up with this idea to I'm very hooked on the word movement these days. I keep talking to clients about it. I keep talking to people out on the streets about it.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise does not have to be complicated, A, and B, it doesn't have to suck. And I know so many people that hate it. They mm-hmm. dread the idea of going to the gym. They dread the idea of rolling out of bed and going for a walk or run in the morning or lifting weights and doing all these things because they think it's going to be hard, it's going to be painful, it's got to be something they dislike. But the key thing, and I know you're going to agree with me 100% on this, is you need to find your groove. You need to find something you like. That's the key thing, first of all, before you do anything. Yes, I mean, doing 30 minutes of exercise a day is pivotal and all that kind of stuff. But if you're doing 30 minutes of something you hate, you're not going to want to do it. If you're doing 30 minutes of something you like, you're going to do it, even if it's more intense than walking. If you hate walking, don't walk. If you like, you know, yoga classes, go to yoga. If you like high-intensity step aerobics, go to a step aerobics class. The key thing is you've got to program your mind to do something that you can dial into and look forward to. And if you don't have that, then you're not going to be able to do it at all.
Yeah, so, and I think there's a big point to that. I mean, ideally, in a perfect world, people are going to find something that they can at least tolerate, even if they don't care for it too much, but they can get by, you know, and get through it. You know, for me, you know, it was just doing something. I could tolerate that, but I couldn't tolerate all the high intensity and the very structured workouts that I used to do when I was competing. And so it just became, you know, take that stress away, because that, you know, if you're looking at stress management with this, Kevin, I was thinking, you know, what can I do to rejuvenate? Because I was pretty fried. I mean, literally to the point of going to the hospital. My family wanted me to go a couple times. I was that out of it, right? So, you know, yeah. I was on a tightrope, man. And it's like, this had to be rejuvenating and not, it couldn't take me down anymore. And so it became just, you know, just do something, right? However, there's a little asterisk to that, because I think sometimes you got to force the fitness. It doesn't matter if you want to do it. Doesn't matter if you like it or you don't like it. You know, at the end of the day, you got to force the fitness. And, you know, that has another asterisk next to it, because when I say force the fitness, I mean just do something. That doesn't mean you have to go do kettlebells or intervals or something, but you need to do something 30 minutes a day. If you don't do it 7 days a week, you know, at least do it 5 to 6. And that's the whole idea with the 30-30. And by the way, you know, for people that don't know, we've got the whole Lean Braze No Excuses Challenge 30-30 information on our website at theleanbraze.com. And you can go read the rules of engagement and all the technicalities and the testimonials and get the handouts and the calendar and listen to the podcast just about that. And that's all well and good. But today we're just kind of talking about the backstory of some of the trials and tribulations and the humor. You know, what does it take to exercise 5 years in a row without missing a day? And Kevin, you're right behind me at 4.5. It's pretty funny at times, you know, what we've done to kind of get it in, you know?
It is, and it's become a challenge in multiple occasions. And it's also fun to tell this to as many people as you possibly can, because when you do that, they start monitoring you and watching you like a hawk. And then you're like, you feel very motivated to continue, because like, oh, you go on this trip for 5 days or something across America. Well, how are you going to exercise? And they have their arms folded and they're tapping their foot on the floor. And they're waiting patiently when you get back to find out how you pulled off your exercise. And through to this day, RJ and I have gone through many trials and tribulations, and we fit our exercises in. We still did it. RJ, how about giving us an example of one of those days? Let's not get to the big dance, which I know you and I both have. We hold the Race Across America dear to our hearts. But give us an example of a day where you had one of those 15-hour days at work, and you were pressed for time, and it came down to the wire. Because I know you told me a couple times some interesting stories of your exercising late in the afternoon, late in the evening.
Oh,
actually.
I'll give you a real funny story. I worked all day, and I did a presentation. I was over in Paso Robles on the central coast of California, and I had agreed to do a presentation that evening. It was a Sunday evening, I think, for the Pasadena Triathlon Club. So I drove all the way back from Paso Robles to Valencia, which is about a 3-hour drive, unloaded my car, packed all my stuff for the presentation, my projector, the computer, you know, because I was doing a PowerPoint on sport and exercise psychology. Packed all my stuff up, drove down to Pasadena. That was another hour. You know, I was down there a couple hours or 3 hours or whatever. You know, I had to find the place, do the presentation, and it went really well. I had a lot of fun. Drove back, unloaded the car, crashed in the bed, and I'm laying there in bed, right? And all of a sudden, I bolted upright at 11:25, and I realized I hadn't exercised. And there was no hesitation whatsoever, man. I had my shorts on and my shoes and my sweatshirt, and I was walking around the apartment complex. At that time, my family is still in Atlanta, so I had an apartment out here. And I got my 30 minutes in and at 11:55, and at midnight I was back in bed.
That was a close shave there.
Yeah, as crazy as that sounds, I mean, there's a lot of variables in life and a lot of stressors and, you know, finances and you know, just all the different things that are going on, right? And the daily 30-minute exercise thing has become about the only thing I seem to control in my life 100%. You know, it's like I know I can do that every day, and it's become a little pride thing, you know. At least I can do that. I have control over that, and by God, I'm going to get it done. So, you know, you got a lot of things you can't control in life, but, you know, getting my 30 minutes in so far, I've been able to do that.
That's great. Now, let's shift gears a little bit and talk about, I know you're big into positive psychology and sports psychology and that kind of thing, as am I. And we're both well coaches, of course, so we're always trying to create in ways of creating solutions for simple problems of daily life and such. So let's talk a little bit about the mental feeling you get from 30 minutes of exercise, just a mere 30 minutes on a daily basis or even once a week or something like that, when you feel that you're not going to be able to do it or something like that, but then you go and do it anyway. And what do you feel when you're done?
Well, this is, yeah, I need to mention Jack Elaine here in the kind of force the fitness thing, because the original inspiration for daily exercise, literally 7 days a week, year in, year out, came from Jack Elaine. I interviewed him for my thesis, as some of the people know. You know, I've studied him, followed him a lot. So I started thinking about it years ago, right? Even though I thought, well, that's Jack Elaine, it's too extreme. Because, you know, for Elaine, man, that guy was like 2 hours, right? He was 30 minutes in the pool, hour and a half throwing down the gym. I mean,
he would warm up for 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the guy was like completely kicking butt, you know. In my mind, originally, it's like, I can't do that, and I don't want to do it, you know. So I kind of put my spin on it, and it became, you know, a lot softer than the Lane type of situation.
Absolutely.
But, oh, I know what I was going to say about the psychology of it, the mood enhancement. For me, like Lelaine, and this is interesting if you don't know this about him, he didn't really like to exercise. He did some interviews and he talked about that, which I thought was really bizarre the first time I heard it. But he said he liked the results, so he did it anyway. He said you just had to kick yourself in the butt in the morning and make it happen. That was a direct quote out of my interview with him. And so what I've noticed on most of the days that I've exercised the last 5 years, which is something like 1,800 plus days, right? You know, I didn't really want to do it, but as soon as I got going, I was fine. And then when I got back, I didn't regret it. So this is a real key point I want everybody to understand. I mean, you know, probably half of these workouts, I just went for a walk. It wasn't that big a deal, right? But 100% of the time, I was glad I did it. I don't have anything else I've done in my life with 100% success rate for 5 years. Nothing.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's the only thing. Like, I can tell you with, you know, the straight up Lean Berets, you know, truth,
honor,
urgency, passion, honor code that we use, not one of those sessions did I regret doing. Every single one of them, when it was done, I was glad I did. Even the one at 11:25 p.m. And by the way, it was cold for Cali. It wasn't cold like what you're used to in Pennsylvania. But for me, it was cold because I think it was like in February or something. But I was glad I did it, you know, because I sat in the car like, I don't know, 5 hours that day or six, you know. So it was good to walk around a little bit. And I knew my body needed it, and I was okay with that. So I think that's an important point to make. You know, you might not want to do it, but if you'll just force the fitness that first few steps, once you get going, you'll be fine.
Well, as you know, at the beginning part of the actual 30-30 challenge, which we, of course, we have, and it's, you know, the turn of the year is coming up, January 1st, which is kind of like why we're doing this, because that signified RJ's first beginning 5 years ago of his 30 minutes a day. But the average person, we kick off the 30-30 challenge. You can do it any time of year, but January 1st with the New Year's resolution is the perfect time to get in motion.
Yeah, you know, I've always been a New Year's guy. I've always done things at New Year's that were transformational, or at least, you know, many years, right? And and there are some people in our business, Kevin, like, they make fun of the New Year's resolutions because they say, well, no one carries them out. And, you know, I think that's kind of bullcrap because, you know, I think if you use a little psychology, right, and you set appropriate goals, it can change your life. And we've seen this with the 30-30 with people all over the country. You know, they've tried this, and 30 days later, they've really changed their behaviors, and they put something into motion that's lasted. I mean, I've had people write me, Kevin, and they've been exercising daily for 1 or 2 years after doing the 30-30, haven't missed a single day.
That's great.
And so that's important.
And I've known people that have, like, literally lost a ton of weight in 30 days.
Right.
Which I was shocked about. I never expected that to even be a possibility with people, but some people got so into it that they were loving it. And they've lost like double-digit pounds in 30 days, and that's incredible for me. It is.
Yeah, the thing with the 30-day challenge with the Lean Berets is really like, you know, after you exercise 30 days for 30 minutes and you keep making excuses and then you refuse to accept any of them, you realize that it's really not that big a deal to squeeze in 30 days. I mean, 30 minutes a day on most days of the week. So our goal for people was to, you're going to go 30 days in a row initially, but after that, you know, 5-6 days a week shouldn't be a problem. You know, you just go for a walk, go for a hike, do something easy, do some yoga, do some stretching. It doesn't really matter, but you need to dedicate 30 minutes a day on most days of the week to do something, because most of the people in this country are doing technology-driven jobs now, or they're driving a lot, and so we're sitting, and the sitting is the most dangerous thing I do, man, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
it's not riding my bike or hiking. But I want to mention this. You know, I didn't mention this earlier, but, you know, I got a new, wrote a chapter for a book out called The Fit Formula. It was released in December. And the chapter that I wrote in the mindset section, as you know, Kevin, is all about the Lean Berets 30-30.
Yeah.
And it goes into the backstory a little bit, and it gives some extra tips. And, you know, I'm hoping that people will read the book or, you know, the chapter that I wrote, at least, and they'll get some inspiration and kick themselves in the butt, as Jack Lane would say, and get moving.
Yeah, and this book is available on Amazon, I believe, correct?
Yeah, it's on Amazon. There's a link in the Lean Berets site and my ronjones.org site too.
Yeah, and I've read RJ's excerpt in the book, and it's fantastic. So first of all, excellent work.
Thank you.
And I didn't get to really breeze through the rest of the book yet, but. I'm sure it's going to do well, and it's definitely very good reading from your chapter. Now, I want to add something else about the 30 minutes a day that's interesting, which is a lifesaver for me. I know it's been a lifesaver for you as well. Now, you got to that one day where it came down to 11:25, and you got your carcass out of bed, and you got your 30 minutes in right at the bell, and you made it. But there's also been those days where you've had pockets of time throughout the day, but you didn't have a consecutive 30 minutes of time to exercise between the time you got up and midnight. And we experienced that together on a couple of occasions.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well,
that's a good point. Let me talk about the travel part of that, you know, I commuted between Atlanta and LA for about 5 years. So a lot of the 30 minutes I got were in bursts, like Kevin was talking about. I'd have 5 or 10 minutes at the airport and I'd start walking around or do some yoga or stretching or Z Health and joint mobility, whatever. And I literally fit it in 5 to 10 minutes at a time. And the goal is 30 minutes at the end of the day. And the science will support that. I mean, it doesn't matter. You don't have to do it all at once, but you need to get at least 30 minutes a day. And so yeah. On the travel part, you know, Kevin and I have both done that. You just drove from Pennsylvania to Park City, Utah to relocate.
36 hours straight.
Yeah, you were doing all kinds of stuff in the car, you know.
Yeah.
Which brings us to the point, you know, we had the opportunity to work with a pretty high-profile team in the Race Across America, a big cycling event a couple of years ago, and we raced across America in the vans, and there was no time to just get out and exercise, you know, so we were doing ab contractions in the car and joint mobility, and on occasion we'd have a few minutes to walk around while we were waiting for the racers to arrive or something. But that got really creative, man.
Yeah, we had to really pull the stops out on that one. And I had had my stopwatch on, and what I remember getting up in the morning, and the first thing I would do is, well, it wasn't really getting up in the morning. It's like you would take a shift of sleeping. And I would look at my clock, and it was like 6 a.m. I would try to get 5 minutes of exercise in at some point, and we would always have to stop for gas or stop somewhere for some reason, and then I would just go for a walk, I would do some push-ups, I'd do some calisthenics, something, and then I would just keep it in my watch, five, and then I'd sit in the car and I'd hold isometric ab squeezes for a minute apiece and do like five of those and just keep adding up, and then by midday I'd be at 15 minutes, and I'd be like, well, I'm halfway there already. And you just got to take advantage, you got to pick and choose your spots. And in a similar fashion, when I was driving across country, from Pennsylvania to Park City recently, same thing happened. So I had to take advantage of my gas stops, and I would like walk around the building a few times. And being that it was like blistering cold most of the ride out here, I had no problem walking around the place to get myself warmed up and to get my blood pumping again and keep myself awake. And then behind the wheel, I would just do like, I'd grab a hold of the wheel and do some bicep squeezes and tricep extensions and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, so, I mean, it goes back to what Lane said. Just kick yourself in the butt and make it happen, because the results are worth it. I need to mention this too. I mean, you know, doing this for 5 years every day, doing something, and most of the workouts haven't been that difficult. I mean, some of them have been really hard. I've done kettlebells and cycling and running and hiking and, you know, things like that that at times can be pretty intense. But I'd say half of these weren't intense. They were just real casual. That being said, I've managed to maintain my weight, and that's been pretty steady. And, you know, while I don't have competitive fitness right now, using the 30-minute-a-day process, I can still go out and ride my bike for a couple hours at a stretch or go hiking a few hours, and I pretty much can do what I want to do at 52 years old. You know, so I think there's a value in that consistency of doing something every day that people really underestimate, man. You know, you're just going for a walk. What's that going to do? Well, when you do it 5 years in a row, it could be a lot, you know?
Yeah.
So don't count it out, you know, just because you can't exercise hard every day or you can't do intervals every day or kettlebells every day. That doesn't mean that it's not worth doing. There's joint mobility issues, you know, just walking around, lubricating your joints and getting your heart rate up a little bit and the mood enhancement. There are a lot of benefits to lower levels of exercise too. Now, true, I'm not going to get in race shape doing the 30-30 because I'm going to need to train a lot more and a lot harder. But that's another level, and it gets into more stress issues. And so remember the original thing for the 30-30, so much of that was about me managing stress in a rejuvenating way, not just the fitness.
So all in all, I would say, yes, the 30-30 challenge is an indoctrination for people to, as Jacqueline would say, to get off your butt and do something, A. But B is also to create a mental habit, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, like getting into a better mood, first of all, and getting yourself more positive in the direction of exercise and making it a habit.
Yeah, you just got to get used to it. You know, you got to change your behaviors. And as we know as well, coaches, it takes about 21 days or so to start forming that new behavior, and 6 months or so to go into some kind of permanence with the behavior. But what I found is after about 30 days, I started smoothing out. This is another interesting thing we should mention. the first 2 weeks of that challenge, when I knew I had to do 7 days a week, even if it was easy for 30 minutes, I was like, you know, screaming about it at times. I can remember writing you a few messages, you know, out of frustration. Yeah. And one of the psychological tricks that I used or strategies was to tell everybody I was going to do it. So then I couldn't get out of it because I'd given my word, right? I told everybody I was going to do it. And had I not told everybody I was going to do it, I probably would have bailed, you know? So
yeah.
That's another way to ramp it up if you're kind of afraid, like you might not have enough mental discipline to do it on your own. Just let everybody know. But what happened for me is what happens for a lot of people. At about 2 to 3 weeks, I started getting used to it, and it just became part of what I did. And I never planned on doing this 7 days a week, year after year. All I wanted to do was go a month to reset myself or recalibrate or reboot myself back into 5 to 6 days a week. What happened in reality was that I got into it, and I didn't want to stop. And that's the same thing that's happened to a lot of other people because they realize it wasn't that big a deal, you know, to get 30 minutes a day. They might as well just keep doing it.
Yeah.
And for the people that say, well, that's not healthy to exercise 7 days a week. You're never going to have a day of rest. You know, what about, you know, your muscles breaking down? Hey, man, if you're going for a casual walk, you don't need a rest day after a casual walk. Okay? That is the rest day.
Yeah, absolutely. How many times? I mean, you got to walk anyway to go places. What happens when you follow a strict high-intensity weight training routine 6 days a week, and on the seventh day you quote, have a rest day? Do you just, like, sit in a bed with your arms at your sides like a corpse all day long? No.
Yeah.
You get up, and you go to work, you go to school, you go shopping, you walk places, you go upstairs, you do all these different things. So it's what's the difference of that or just getting up and voluntarily going for a 30-minute walk, then coming back and laying in a bed like a corpse?
Yeah,
you're probably going to walk the same amount of distance.
Yeah,
so it's ridiculous.
We used to have an active rest day in high school cross country where, you know, we'd run 6 days a week, and then the coach would say, you know, have an active rest day. Well, what does that mean? Well, just go for a walk or hike, ride your bike, or do whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So a lot of the sessions for me are like active rest days anyway. So for the people that say I need a total day off just to sit on the couch, that's crap. I don't need that. And science would support that if you really dig into it. So anyway, it sounds kind of reckless and dangerous, but actually it's completely reasonable and not a big deal. But what got me, you know, I mentioned that originally Jack Elaine, you know, said, and he, by the way, went over 50 years without missing a day, like 2 hours a day, 50 years. That's just outrageous, you know.
I know. That's crazy.
You know, God rest his soul and rest in peace, man, although he's probably still sweating somehow. But
probably.
When I ran into Dan Mackey, now Dan Mackey is a guy, he died in 2007, but he owned a gym in Ventura, California called, appropriately, The Gym. And, very simple, so you got to like that, man.
Yeah.
And he was a big bodybuilder back in the 60s, and he kind of was in the Jack Elaine era, although he was a few years younger than Jack. But I had the honor of sitting down with him and talking to him a couple of different times, and he mentioned that he did something every day as well. And I said, what do you mean, like, every day? You know, he goes, I'm 7 days a week. I don't take a day off. I'm like, really? And he was the guy that said, yeah, I just do something. You know, I lift a little weights, or I do this, or I do that. And it put a completely different spin on it for me. Because I was thinking of Jack Elaine's, you know, seven-day-a-week thing, 2 hours a day. It was so out of reach for me that I was never going to be able to do that. But with Dan, he just kind of kept it more casual. And it was a lot easier. And, you know, sometimes he was lifting harder, but, you know, he was just doing something. And he said, you know, 2 or 3 days a year he might miss if something came up. But basically his thing was he's just going to exercise every day. And I thought, wow, that's a good idea. I should just soften it up. And so that's kind of what, you know, Elaine was the original idea for that. But really Dan Mackey was the guy that put the spin on it to soften it and make it more practical. And he was just a great guy too. I, you know, if you ever had a chance to work with him, well, what a guy that spent his whole life just helping people through health and fitness. He had some real interesting little aphorisms, man. He had this one thing that he would say: find focus and feel, Kevin. So find focus and feel. So when he was a bodybuilder, right? But a wellness person too. So when the clients came in and they were distracted, not thinking about what they were doing, he would say, find the muscles you're working on and focus on them and feel what's happening in your body. So find, focus, and feel. And it was really a psychological strategy to get people concentrating on what the hell they were doing. Because, yeah. You know, a lot of people, they go in the gym and they'd rather read a book or watch television, so they're not really thinking about their bodies. But he was brilliant in that way, you know? He had a lot of good little things like that. I love this one, too. And it sounds kind of crude, Kevin, but I think it makes a lot of sense. He had a saying he would tell his clients, get off your own shit. And what that means is, you know, like stop whining about yourself and you know, it might change your life, right? So when I start whining about my stuff, you know, I always think of his little saying because he used that a lot with his clients. Anyway, he's a real interesting cat. I should hook up that article I wrote about him on the Lean Brace site so people can check it out.
That'd be cool.
So that's about it, man. I mean, that's on New Year's Day of 2012. I'll have accumulated 5 years in a row of exercise, 30 minutes a day, and at least half of those have been pretty easy, and stretching and hiking and joint mobility and no big deal, and maybe the other half were higher intensity and where I was working my butt off at times, but I just do something every day, and when I wake up in the morning, I don't always know, probably most days, Kevin, I don't even know what I'll do that day. I just know... Before midnight, I'll do something. Like today, I did 20 minutes of yoga in the garage, and then I had to come in and get ready for the show. So I've got 10 more minutes. I'm going to go to Pasadena and do some Christmas shopping and intentionally park where I have to walk a lot and fit.
Good idea.
And fit more than 10 minutes in. But I'll get my 30 minutes plus today for sure.
Sweet. And I've been doing kind of like a lot of muscle confusion stuff over the past couple months.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of in similar fashion to you, I'm a little more hardcore, and I go a little bit longer, and I like to really get a whole full body explosive type workout in, but I don't have a complete set pattern I'm working on these days. And I will probably continue on this path for a little while, but it keeps it interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I get up in the morning, and I kind of have a rough idea what I'm going to do, and then I just kind of start doing one thing, and then something else pops in my head, and then I just kind of go through a series of different things. I've been doing a lot of body weight stuff and a lot of Indian clubs and kettlebells and that kind of stuff these days.
But you get 30 minutes a day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're doing a little more hardcore stuff, and I actually am planning to ramp it up a little bit in 2012 and start going out on more bike rides and doing a little higher intensity because I'm starting to get a little more settled out here in California again finally. But, you know, for me, it's a real delicate balance because I work a lot of hours and I drive a lot. And so I know if I push too hard, it can really basically collapse me, right? So I have to be really careful about, you know, I'm going to do something, but I've got to manage my energy levels. And as I get, you know, a little more control in my life in terms of scheduling and stuff like that, as that works out, I've got a little more space to pop a little more intensity in there and do things that take a little more time, like cycling. I love cycling, but... As you know, 30-minute run, you know, you can be exhausted, and, you know, when you go out on your bike, it's an hour or two, you know, to get anything to happen, plus you have to get all your stuff on and take care of the bike and all that, so it takes a little more time.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's the deal, and hopefully people get something out of it, and it sounds a little crazy and reckless at first, but it's really not, and I hope you... If you're in and out of exercise like most people, or you're not doing anything at all like a lot of folks, I think the 30-30 challenge with the Lean Berets is a good way to start, and you'll realize it's really not that big a deal. And really it's designed for people that were kind of in the spot like I was, where they're not doing anything or they're doing such minimal workouts, days per week, that they really got to ramp it up and just they need a shock to their system, basically, a kickstart.
Yes, absolutely. And if you ever, any of you viewers are ever in the Park City area or Valencia area, I think I could speak for Ron as well, give the Lean Berets a shout ahead of time, and we'd be happy to do some 30 minutes of exercise with you as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to have to do some organized 30-30 workouts for sure. But hey, in closing, cool. Kevin, I want to thank you for, you know, rapping with me a little bit about the 30-minute-a-day thing, and I hope people get some benefit out of that. And I'm going to close with a little quote from Dan Mackey. You know, the guy that took that initial idea, Jack Elaine, and he softened it in my mind and ended up helping me form the Lean Braised 30-30 Challenge, which has helped people all over the country. And Kevin, Dan had a morning mantra. Every morning he told himself this when he woke up. Today I'm going to make a difference in someone's life. So with that, thanks a lot, Dan Mackey. Really glad to have met you. And he was really a legend in Southern California bodybuilding and went on to inspire a lot of people, and I'm just one of them. Thanks for listening today. You've been listening to the Lean Braised Radio Show at theleanbraised.com. Music today by Humble Pie. Until next time, keep your foot in the accelerator for health and rock on. 30 minutes a day, no excuses.